Yes, Communion Day. 10th of May, Communion Diary, Part 1. Ben and I left the house at 9:37. Ben's dressed in a black, dark, charcoal grey suit with a pinstripe in it and a white shirt, and he's smoking a cartographer, or whatever the thing is called. You mix stuff together in a chamber with a battery, and anyway, it's to get him off nicotine or something like that. I'm dressed in a brand new jacket I've never worn before in my life, found by my wife on Patrick Street in Cork. I'm wearing a pale blue shirt with silver cufflinks that are very undramatic. I'm wearing quite dramatic socks, which are yellow and blue, or yellow and a tone of blue. And I've got a yellow tie on, which has got several colours in it. And I've got a pair of trousers that really probably should be black, but they're actually navy, and I'm not much good at telling the difference between black and navy. So there we are. And we're driving in this battered old car on our way towards a church, and I'm not even 100% sure where the church is. It's called Ballinlough Church. Back at the house, Adele's parents, Jerry and Noreen, Granny and Pop, are arriving, driven by Joanne, her sister, at any minute. Probably left Limerick about 8:15. Probably will arrive about 10 minutes after we left the house. Ben and I run a mission. Yeah. Our predominant and only real purpose is to secure the number one spot in the church as regards being able to wave and, you know, wave flags and blow balloons and whistle as Grace comes marching down the aisle after she's made her first Holy Communion. In other words, we need to get the front row, and we brought all the recording devices I've got in my bag with me. I've got a permanent a recharger. I've brought my Apple Mac. I've got my Moleskine notebook. I've got the poem, Communion Day, which is now into its middle phase, which is, you know, all narrative poems have got beginnings. Middle, and they have end. So we finished the beginning now, and we're on to the middle, which is the day itself, Communion Day. I'm not really sure how much writing I'm going to do during the day, but if the day is as long as the beginning, the poem is heading for epic proportions. We're now going under the River Lee. We'll find out via Google Map where Ballinlough Church is, and, you know, it's entirely possible that the church will be locked shut because priests are sleeping in on Communion Day, and the service doesn't begin until 11 o'clock. Now, of course, it'll be full of people at about 10:15, and we're trying to get a half an hour edge on the others, because, you know, the Irish can be like the Germans. They can get in early to grab their seats, and you just wouldn't know. The one seat that will not be filled today is the front row in the stalls, the front row, the front pew in the stalls. Everybody will avoid sitting in that seat. So, in fact, that's an alternative place for us to go. If we don't get this place we want, I'll be keeping in touch with Adele via text message, because my phone is not really fully reliable, and I'm not sure what else I've forgotten, really. Oh, I put some gel from Boots in my hair. Pink stuff. What else have I done? I haven't clipped my toenails. I haven't touched my fingernails. I haven't touched my nose hairs, my ear hairs. I've had one cup of coffee tea from Carrara. Cherry. Anyway, it comes from Filter. It's got plenty of caffeine in it. Gave Ben a taste of that. Ben had, I think he had scrambled eggs for breakfast, as far as I know. He watched the Ballybunion movie. Don't know what he thought of Varan Williams or somebody singing Happy Ballybunion. It's up to now 64,000 views in about 4 days, so it's a pretty, for Ireland, that's a pretty impressive achievement. I also showed him the Filter Coffee video by Roger Overall, which has been watched by a grand total of 353 people by now, which is a testament to Roger's, you know, amateur publicity skills, because that really should be watched by about 10,000 coffee lovers all over the world, in my opinion. Oh yes, I'm wearing the shoes. I'm wearing the very special shoes that I only wear on First Communion days and on other very important days. I nearly kill myself coming down the stairs in them. They are patent black with a kind of a brown khaki leather trim. They're quite dramatic. Probably make my trousers look rubbish, but they go very well with the feeling that I have within the body for the day. They're perfect. They're absolutely, I'm walking on style. So that's it. That's the first piece of the communion diary. And I'm going to ask Ben if he'll stop the recording for me. And by lifting up the phone, putting in my code, and basically hit stop.